For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis is in Norway for bilateral talks with his counterparts on defense cooperation. The talks come this week following NATO's leaders' summit in Brussels, where the president criticized member nations for not matching U.S. defense spending.
Norway's recommitment to meet the 2% Wales pledge at NATO's highly successful summit lends credence to the reality that NATO is stronger today than it was yesterday.
Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservatives want more money for Germany's military, but their social democratic coalition partners have pushed back. China's top foreign affairs advisor has spoken out against a threatened trade war with the U.S.
We advocate a sensible approach to any dispute or problem in trade relations. There will be no winner from a trade war, only a lose-lose outcome.
He made his comments at Beijing's World Peace Forum. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A federal judge said yesterday that the government is making a good faith effort to reunite families that were separated at the border. American Civil Liberties Union attorney Lee Gerlint represents the separated families.
I certainly believe the United States government has the resources to get it done if they treat it as a priority in the way they did when they went out and tried to arrest everyone.
The judge said he'll be monitoring government efforts to meet the July 26th deadline to reunite more than 2,500 older children with their families. Responding to President Trump's pick for the Supreme Court, Senator Richard Blumenthal delivered the weekly Democratic address. The Connecticut senator is urging all Americans to mobilize everyone they know and protest Judge Kavanaugh's nomination.
We do not live in ordinary times. We need extraordinary efforts to make sure that the United States Supreme Court remains faithful to the rule of law.
Blumenthal says to the women who rely on affordable, accessible contraceptive coverage and the men who know that protecting reproductive freedom is a shared responsibility, your time has come. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Two Roswell, Georgia police officers are on administrative leave after they were caught on dashcam video using a coin flip app to decide whether to issue a speeding ticket to Sarah Webb. She's demanding justice.
I was already having a bad day, and that just was icing on the cake.
The officers also failed to record her speed. Charges against Webb have been dropped. A survey of American voters finds your feelings on Russia may be tied to your party affiliation. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
A new Gallup poll showing 40% of Republicans consider Russia to be friendly and a U.S. ally. Only 25% of Democrats share that view. The poll taken just ahead of President Trump's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin revealing a majority of Americans still believe relations with Moscow are more negative than positive. However, nearly twice as many Republicans say Russia is friendly as compared to a poll taken in 2014.
In the days ahead, folks who never pay full price for anything are eyeing online shopping deals. Amazon's Prime Day kicks off Monday, with the internet giant's biggest sales day of the year, promising Prime members 36 hours of deep discounts. Speaking to ABC, retail expert Mark Elwood has advice for savvy shoppers.
The real deals on Prime Day are if you plan ahead. Go shopping right now and put all you want in your shopping basket. Then wait till Prime Day and see if they've cut the price.
Amazon's rivals, Best Buy, Macy's and Walmart are also offering Black Friday in July promotions. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.